Hello, everyone. Today is April 13th, and on this day in 1743, Thomas Jefferson, future president and drafter of the Declaration of Independence, was born. The top political theorist in early America, Jefferson played an enormous role in shaping early American politics. He was not only an intellectual, but an architect, philosopher, musician, and essayist. He was also amongst the strongest supporters of freedom of speech and religion, and insisted that all men are equal in rights, regardless of birth, wealth, or status, and that the government is the servant, not the master of the people. Mm. He later died at his home at Monticello on July 4th, 1826, on the 50th anniversary of his famous declaration. And on this day in 1970,
Houston, we have a problem,
was radioed back to Earth from Apollo 13, after an oxygen tank exploded and crippled the tiny spacecraft some 200,000 miles from Earth. The team of three astronauts, James Lovell, John Swigert, and Fred Hayes, had blasted off 2 days earlier and were forced to cancel their visit to the moon in order to simply make it back to Earth alive. Having problems with oxygen, electricity, light, and water, the craft continued to the moon and used its gravitational force to slingshot them back home. This unexpected deviation was a huge logistical nightmare for not only the astronauts, but everyone at Mission Control, who had to figure out how to stabilize the ship and its air supply and still have enough energy to get them through re-entry. Fortunately, 4 days later, with the entire world watching, the three men safely touched down in the Pacific Ocean, marking the end of one of the greatest space dramas of all time. And on this day in 1998, Dolly, the world's first cloned sheep, gave natural birth to a healthy baby lamb, proving once and for all that even artificially created animals are horny. Well, that's it for today, but be sure to stop by tomorrow for more on this day in history.